بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان وكرم وعلمه من البيان ما لم يعلم فسبحان الذي لا يحصى امتنانه باللسان ولا بالقلم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات انك سميع قريب مجيب دعوات. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما والحمد لله على كل حال. اما بعد, my dear respected scholars, ulama, elders, brothers, young friends, mothers, sisters listening at home, many of us, the majority of us, are of the thinking, or our actions sometimes show this as well, that Ramadan is the month or is a time or period where we exert all our energy, focus into ibadat and worship. You'll see that the average person who doesn't frequent the masjid much in all the other months, but in Ramadan he's there. You'll see that the person who doesn't frequently on a daily basis recite the Holy Quran daily throughout the whole of the year, but during Ramadan he will try his utmost best to try and at least finish the Quran. Why? Because we know Ramadan to be the month of mercy, the month of forgiveness. We know Ramadan to be that month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He closes the gates of Jahannam, opens the doors of Jannah, locks away the big shayateen. Hence the influence is less. We all observe this. But what if I was to tell you that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the leader of this world and the next, has told us that there are 10 days in the year which are the most beloved of days to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those 10 days are not in the month of Ramadan. The hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, the cousin brother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he narrates this hadith that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that there are no days that are more beloved to Allah where a person does the worship and the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Khairul ayyam, these are the best days in the whole year. These are the best days in the whole year that we are witnessing right now. The Sahaba, they questioned and they asked, Ya Rasulullah, the actions that are done in these 10 days, Are they more beloved to Allah than jihad fi sabilillah? Rasulullah said, yes. Even more beloved than jihad fi sabilillah, except that person who leaves his house, leaves his family, leaves his belongings, completely leaves everything, goes out into the path of Allah for jihad, and he doesn't come back with anything, meaning he attains martyrdom. Only that person is an exception. Other than that, whatever action, whatever good deed, from the pious deeds that you do, in these 10 days of Zulhijjah, they are multiplied by many. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves actions in these days. Khairul ayyam li'amalillah. For you to do amal and to do action in these 10 days. So the actions and the deeds you do in these days are multiplied. Ibn Taymiyyah, he mentions, rahmatullahi alayhi, famous scholar in Islam, also given the title of Shaykhul Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions that just like in these days, for the good deeds that you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he multiplies the rewards for us. Whatever nafal we do is multiplied. Tilawah, multiplied. Dhikr, adhkar, multiplied. Your salah that you perform, every good action you do is multiplied. Being good to your neighbor is also a good action. Being good to your spouse is also a good action. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the best of you are those that are best to their spouses, and I am the best to my spouse. Smiling to your spouse is also a good action. When you go home, make sure you walk in the door. First thing you're going to do is smile. You get the reward of sadaqah. A great sadaqah. Just tabassum li akhika sadaqah. Smiling at your fellow Muslim brother is also a form of charity. But that reward, if you do it in these 10 days, is multiplied. Because you're in the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. So good actions are many. Picking up rubbish from the masjid, from the street, from the road, this is also good action. Not causing harm to anyone out there is also good action. Not blocking people when you come for Jummah in the cars, this is also good action. Blocking them is not a good thing. You're harming Muslims, it's a sin. You're coming for ibadat, but you're getting sin at the same time. What kind of deal is that? It's like you're paying for something, but your money's going at the same, and you're not getting any benefit. Be wary, park a bit further, walk more. The sunnah is to walk more. Every step you take, reward. Every step you take, sin is being wiped away. But now we want to block everyone in. We want to cause harm to neighbors. I'm not having a go, but this is the reality, isn't it? And then double yellow lines, we get ticketed. Then we start moaning and complaining to the ticket officer, why are you giving us a ticket for? Well, you park on double yellow lines. What did you expect? £10 reward or something? So rewards doing good action are many. Not just ibadat, not just standing in salah and being first row in the masjid. Doesn't mean nothing if your akhlaq stinks. If you have bad akhlaq, doesn't mean nothing you're standing in the front, first, two, second, third row. If you don't know how to speak to people, if you don't know how to give salam to people, if you're arrogant, haughty, takabbur, pride, doesn't mean nothing. Humble yourself. Man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. Whoever humbles themselves for Allah's sake, Allah will elevate their status. Wa man takabbara wada'ahu Allah. Whoever has haughtiness, pride, arrogance, thinks they're it, ego inside them, Allah will lower them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. So Ibn Taymiyyah mentioned, I was mentioning, you do good actions in this, in special occasions, in Ramadan, in these 10 days, the reward is multiplied. But if you do bad actions in these 10 days, in Ramadan, in these special moments, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking to increase you in reward, but you have neglected, you have rebelled, you disobey, you have sinned, the punishment for the sin also multiplies. The punishment for that sin also multiplies. Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi mentions. So it's very important that we conduct ourselves in the correct way, in the correct manner. So these are special days Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. And Allah has taken an oath by them. Allah mentioned وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, the Mufassireen, they mentioned the 10 nights. Allah is referring to the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Allah is referring to the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. And then we have probably the most important day in the whole year. The most important day in the whole year. The day where if you sincerely turn to Allah, every single thing you have done bad will be forgiven. What day is that? Yawmul Arafah. Yawmul Arafah. The hadith is in Sahih Muslim. For those that are not on Hajj, with regards to Hajj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Hajj Arafah. The Hajj is Arafah. The day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercy is even in overdrive, more than Ramadan. For non-Hajjis, what do we need to do? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for the person who fasts on this day, Sahih Muslim hadith, أَحْتَسِبُ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَن يُكَفِّرَ السَّنَّةَ الَّتِي قَبْلَ وَالسَّنَّةَ الَّتِي بَعْدَ, that I have strong hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the person who fasts on this day, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his previous year's sins and his next year's sins. For fasting on this day. Yawmul Arafah, the 9th of Zulhijjah. It is on this day we start the Takbir Tashriq as well. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allahu, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Cha, before I move on, during these days, there are no more beloved words to Allah than to recite than Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu Akbar. Constantly recite these adhkar day after day, minute after minute during these days. Kalimatu Tawheed, the fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, yuhyi wa yumeet biyadihi al-khayr wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. These are the adhkar you should be doing during these 10 days, more, in abundance, more than your usual routine, more than your usual routine. And then we have the 10th of Zulhijjah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us that during these days, the 10th, 11th, 12th, Yawm al-Eid, Eid al-Adha, there isn't an act which is more beloved to Allah on these days than the slaughtering of an animal. Than doing the qurbani, doing the udhiyah on these days. The ulama, they will tell you, Tisabuliyah, I'm sure Maulana will do a talk before Eid. What is the requirement? The requirement for you to do qurbani on those days. It's different to zakat. For zakat, you need to have the threshold for a year. But if you possess the threshold, the amount which is applicable for you to give zakat on the days of Eid, qurbani is wajib on you. You have to give qurbani. You have to give udhiyah. And each family should aim to do at least one qurbani in their house. One qurbani locally. I know sometimes we give abroad, because it's cheaper, or they're more needy. But at least in our houses we should have what? Qurbani. What does this do? It teaches our young ones, our children, what qurbani is. Otherwise, how are they going to know what qurbani is? How are they going to know the importance of udhiyah, the importance of giving qurbani and doing sacrifice on these days, if we don't teach them, if we don't show them? Hence why it's very important that we educate our children. This is the Sha'airul Islam, giving the udhiyah, doing the qurbani. It's a sign of al-Islam that we ensure that we do the qurbani locally as well. Let them get involved, distributing the meat. This is blessed meat. Distribute the meat amongst your neighbors, your family, your friends. There is barakah in this meat. There is barakah in this qurbani. The hadith mentions that even before the blood of the animal drops the floor, the person who is doing a qurbani, all his sins are forgiven. What an opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. But yes, there is great warning for those people who neglect the qurbani, for those people who neglect the udhiyah. We have money pocketed away, but we still neglect it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, with regards to these people who have the means to offer the qurbani, they have the means to offer the sacrifice, but still they don't. Still they choose not to fulfill this obligation. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't let these people come near our Eid Salah. We don't need them. Don't let them come to our Eidgah. We don't need them. Such a great warning that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving to us. So these are special days, my dear respected brothers, sisters listening at home. Pass on this importance to our children. Educate them about these things. And we are coming, Islam in this country is coming under attack. It's the truth, it's the reality. Where Islam is trying to be suppressed. Alhamdulillah, today we are living in a situation where we can implement our Islam. We can propagate our Islam. We can sit here comfortably and talk about this. Let it not be because of our love for this world and love for this dunya and love for chasing money that we neglect in giving the correct education and the correct tarbiyah to our future upbringing, to our future children. We must ensure, if there's workshops in the masjid, send them to the workshops. If there's hajj workshops, send them so that they can learn about this. If there's program for youngsters, send them. If there's anything that we need to do for our children, is to attach them to the masjid. It's to attach them to the masjid. And I talk about this all the time, because in this day and age is the most important thing. You see, this device, it can destroy. There's benefit and there's harm into it. This is the new age and the new trend. If this becomes the beloved of our children, then we have a very hard task. But if this building, this place, this masjid, even he's trying to interrupt, he's trying to try again. But if this masjid, this building, doesn't become a place where our children are not comfortable, where our youngsters are not do not feel welcomed in these buildings, in this masajid, then when me and you get old, whether there'll be youngsters here, Allah knows best. That is upon us. We have to move with the times. We have to cater to the society, to the community, to what is going on out there. We have to respond. We have to be proactive, not reactive. We have to be thinking ahead. And we need to think about our future generation, because they are the future. We are getting old. We won't be here soon. But they will be here. And their children will be here. How will this deen survive? How will this masjid survive? We can't be left behind. When there's no children in the masjid, when there's no youngsters, yes, teach them the adab, teach them the etiquette. I'm not saying bring your child to the masjid, let him run ragged around the whole masjid. No, there's correct etiquette and adab to teach them the masjid. And sometimes you have to sacrifice your place on the first row to go stand with them at the back. Sometimes when I bring my child, I have to stand with him there. My wish is to be here in the first row or the second row. But sometimes I can't. Why? Because I have to teach him. I have to give him the correct tarbiyah. I have to give him the correct education. It's not the job of someone else to teach your child. It's your job to teach your child. Don't rely on other people to teach your children Al-Fatiha. You teach your children Al-Fatiha. You teach him the dua before sleeping. You teach him the etiquettes. Don't give it to someone else. It's your child. You are responsible for his tarbiyah. You are responsible for his upbringing. You are responsible for the education that you give him. And we must prioritize our dini education. And when we do that, every other education will flourish, inshallah. So my dear respected brothers, these are special days that we're living in. Sit at home, bring your children to the masjid on the weekend. The holiday season is coming now, half term is next week. Educate them. I'm sure there's going to be programs going on here in any other masajid. Bring them to the masjid. Stand with them. Teach them salah. Teach them the importance of hajj. Teach them the importance of qurbani. Teach them, take them to the slaughterhouse if you go to the slaughterhouse. When you bring the meat home, get them involved. Teach them, why do we do this for? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our youth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to act upon what we said. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. La ilahe
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Just a couple of announcements, inshallah. First and foremost, as was mentioned a few days ago, many of you will be aware that Palfrey Health Center, which is on the corner of Wensbury Road and Bescot Crescent, is running a consultation about a move from there to the Sadler Center in Morsel Town Center. So there is a consultation taking place with people who are patients or users of Palfrey Health Centre, and that's taking place in 113 Wensbury Road, which is opposite the masjid, on the corner of Wensbury Road and Milton Street. So the people from the NHS will be there until 3:30 this afternoon, inshallah ta'ala. So whoever is a patient or a user of Palfrey Health Centre is it's recommended that you go and have your say and partake in the consultation and fill out the form. It's obviously difficult for our elders to go into the town centre. Losing a health facility in this local area will have a detrimental impact on our community. So brothers and sisters are encouraged to go and give their feedback there. Alhamdulillah, we're in the blessed days of Zulhijjah. Inshallah, in Masjid al-Farooq, we will be having two Eid Salahs this year, inshallah, and then we will also be having Eid in the park. The first Eid Salah will be at 6 a.m. The Bayan with Maulana Ishaq will be at, or the talk at with Maulana Ishaq will be from 5:30 onwards, and the Eid Salah Jamaat will be at 6 o'clock. The second Eid Salah will be at 8 a.m. and the talk will be delivered and the khutbah will be delivered by Maulana Wazir Sahib. And the Eid in the park will take place this year at 10 a.m. The program will start at 9:15 a.m. But there is a change of location this year. This year, Eid in the park will take place in Palfrey Park, not in the Broadway. So it will take place in Palfrey Park, not in the Broadway. And inshallah, the program will start at 9:15. The Eid Salah will be led by our Mufti Junaid Sahib, our Imam Mufti Junaid Sahib, and that will be at 10 a.m. There will be limited parking available at Palfrey School on Dale Street. So they have, we have got access to use their car park on the day, but there's limited spaces. So brothers and sisters and family members are encouraged to walk if they can, and then park respectfully in the streets around, mindful of other road users, and obviously recommended to take your own musalla with you as well. So the location has changed. It's not Broadway this year. It's going to be in Palfrey Park, where the football fields are at the bottom near near the Broadway end, inshallah. As I said, brothers are recommended to walk to the salah, inshallah. And then MashaAllah, Maulana alluded to in his bayan, we're in the 10 best days of the year. There's no days in this, there's no days more where your deeds are more virtuous than these 10 days, inshallah. Just a reminder, we've still got the 313 campaign that was started in Ramadan. We're still a few short of the numbers that we need. So brothers are humbly requested to take advantage of these blessed days, where good deeds are much more virtuous and there's more good, there's more reward for them. Inshallah, so brothers and sisters listening at home, encourage, there's posters around the masjid. Have a look, look at the QR code. Do set up your standing order of £7 a month, which is less than the cost of a burger and chips these days in this day and age, especially for our young friends, my young brothers and sisters. These are small deeds which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, the small deeds which are done consistently. If you are making these donations, it's the kind of amount you can make and forget about. And inshallah, on the day of Jannah and on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, these deeds will be massive. There'll be a mountain of good deeds, because by donating this small amount, you are partaking in all of the good deeds that are taking place in the masjid. That means all of the salah, all of the Quran, all of the tilawat, all of the zikr, all of the bayans. You're getting a benefit of all of that, inshallah. So brothers and sisters, I encouraged to go to the website, masjidalfaruq.org.uk, or look on the posters that are plastered around the masjid, and inshallah set up your monthly donation, inshallah ta'ala. And then finally, tomorrow evening, there is a program in the masjid after Asr Salah at 8 o'clock. Inshallah, that program will be an eyewitness account of some of the doctors from Walsall and Wolverhampton who have just returned from Sudan, and they'll be giving us a breakdown of what they saw and their eyewitness account, inshallah. That will be after Asr Salah. All brothers and sisters are encouraged to attend that. For tomorrow after Salah, the brothers will be using Milton Street entrance and the sisters will be using the car park entrance. Jazakallah khairan, and apologies for taking a bit longer than anticipated. Jazakallah khairan.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أعاد علينا الشهر الحرام لنتشرف فيه بحج بيت الله الحرام أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ذو الجلال والإكرام وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله سيد بني عدنان صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام أما بعد فيا معاشر الإخوان قد حان عليكم شهر ذي الحجة الحرام شرعت لنا فيها أحكام منها صيام 9 أيام في 10 الأولى والقيام وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ما من أيام أحب إلى الله أن يتعبد له فيها من 10 ذي الحجة يعدل صيام كل يوم فيها بصيام سنة وقيام كل ليلة فيها بقيام ليلة القدر وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام صيام يوم عرفة أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبله والسنة التي بعده أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام منها صلاة العيد وخطبتها وإحياء ليلتها ومنها الأضحية والتكبيرات التشريك إلى 5 أيام وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من وجد سعة فلم يزحي فلا يقربن مصلانا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله. وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى. واتقون يا أولي الألباب. وقال تعالى: لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول قولي هذا، أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله الله تعالى إلى كافة للناس بشيرًا ونذيرًا، وداعيًا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجًا منيرًا. وقال تعالى مخبرًا وآمرًا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليمًا. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وعنِم وبارِك على سيِّدنا ومولانا محمد، وعلى أزواج سيِّدنا ومولانا محمد، وعلى أصحاب سيِّدنا ومولانا محمد. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأشدُّهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأصدقُهم حياءً عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان وحين. اللهم أصلحهم وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم لعن كفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك، ويكذبون رسلك، ويقاتلون أولياءك ويكذبون رسلك. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم، وزلزل أقدامهم، وامحو آثارهم، واقطع دابرهم. اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر، وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
صفوں کو درست و مکمل کر لیں. اسٹریٹ ان دا روز، فل دا گیپس. اللہ اکبر، سبحانک اللہ وبحمدک، الحمد للہ رب العالمین، الرحمن الرحیم، مالک یوم الدین، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل يا أيها الكافرون
لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم إنا لذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من لدنك رحمة واشفنا واشف مرضانا وارض المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وارحمنا وارحم الصغيرة سمعنا وطعنا وطعنا برحمتك يا رب.
Assalamu alaikum. One important announcement that was I forgot to make. Inshallah, there will be a need for volunteers for Eid in the Park. Inshallah, so there will be a volunteers meeting. Inshallah, on Monday after Salatul Asr in the dining hall, which is next to the Masjid Damat Khana. So that's on Monday at 8 o'clock after Asr. Inshallah, there will be a volunteers meeting. We need a fair number of volunteers to help with organizing Eid in the Park. Inshallah, Jazakallah.